Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome to the show, everybody. You know how we do. Today is January the 3rd. I mean, Lord, January. Where am I? See how the time is going by so fast? It's February 3rd, 2021. This is actually my birthday month. And my birthday is next Thursday. When is my birthday, Emmanuel? Next Friday. Yay! And my friend, my ministerial friend, my partner in ministry, David, his birthday is today. Happy birthday, David and Callie. Happy birthday to you. All right, you guys, this is a wonderful day. Lots of birthday. This is the best month ever. I just want you to know that. And we are clear today in skies, sunny skies today. Mostly, it's not sunny today. It's cloudy. It's 37 degrees right now in D.C., and it's going up to 39. That's our high. And it's going to have a little peak of sunshine coming out, but not much, just a little bit. So just y'all stay warm. You know what I love about D.C.'s weather, though? The one thing about it, even though it gets cold here, you know, it's never like Detroit cold. It's never like that. I guess because, you know, Detroit is surrounded by so much water. It is like Antarctic cold in Detroit compared to to D.C. I'm actually able to layer up. I would not be able to wear the two sweatshirts that I have on in Detroit. Detroit is simply, you need a down coat or a fur coat. And I'm just keeping it 100. Okay, it's 25 degrees right now in Detroit, by the way. It's sunshine, 25 degrees. That's where you are right now. Your high today is going to be 35, but you got sunshine all day today, and that's going to help out a lot. In London, you are 50 degrees right now, and that's your high. You're waking up to 43 degrees today. You got some showers coming in because you're cloudy right now, but then it's just going to be cloudy the rest of the day. Los Angeles, L.A., you are now at 50 degrees. Your high is going to be 66, and you got partly cloudy skies today as well. Let's see, South Australia, you're 79 degrees. That's your high right now. You're waking up to 52, and you are cloudy all the way throughout the evening and the rest of the day. Kenya, you are 99 degrees, and that's your high right now. You're waking up to 73. You got some thunder showers coming this evening, so be prepared for that. But for the most part, you are partly cloudy. Hawaii, you are 48 degrees. Your high today is going to be 64. You're partly cloudy today, but you are preparing for rain tomorrow. You're waking up tomorrow to 45 degrees, so be prepared for that. Puerto Rico, you are 75 degrees. That is your high right now. 64 is going to be what you wake up to. You got showers now, and you got sunshine the rest of the afternoon, but you do got some showers, thunderstorms coming tomorrow, so be ready for that. Portugal, you are 46 degrees right now. That's your high. You got showers coming in a couple of hours, so be ready for that. And you are 41 degrees waking up tomorrow to partly cloudy skies. Be prepared because your weather is shifting quite a bit. You are going to be in your high 40s, but you're going to be going down to 28 degrees on Tuesday. And you're having showers going into snow. So just be ready for that. All right. If I didn't say your continent, your nation, or your country, just know, no matter what's going on with the weather in your life, about your life, or even around your life, God is still in control and has the final say. I don't care what's going on. He is always working something out for your good. So listen, stay blessed, and be a blessing. All right? All right, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and then we're going to be back with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Everybody's looking at you. If you want to contact La Host Hair and Wig, all you have to do is go on www.lahairhost.com. Again, www.lahairhost.com. And you can go ahead and get in touch, hair.com. You can get in touch with them then. Again, www.lahostehair.com. You can also call them at 248-546-4247. And let me tell you what's so cool about it all. Guess what? They are in Walmart right now in over 310 locations in the United States. That is so awesome. I'm telling you, they have really persevered. I love them. I love what they stand for. They also deliver all over the world. So you can contact them again at www.lahostehair.com. I just wanted to take a time to celebrate Haith and Henry Johnson for what they're doing and just the doors that are opening for them. I'm telling you, 310 Walmarts nationwide. Can't beat that. Got to celebrate your people, you know? All right. Well, listen, ministerial moment. Let's go ahead into it. You know, a lot of, you know, God has been revealing to me a lot of things that that he's bringing clarity about. You know, a lot of us in ministry or even now that is coming into ministry, God is, you know, really training us and, you know, showing us his truth and how to walk and to follow Jesus and things like that. Well, some of us have been in ministry like myself for a long time. We've been in ministry for 18 years. Some of us been saved for 50 years, 40 some years, 30 some years. Some of us have served on the usher board and some kind of ministry and things like that. We've gone to all the conferences and all of the training and we've been under so-and-so and such, and we can name drop it all and all of that. But what if everything we were taught was nothing? What if we had to count it all as dung, like Paul said? He was trained. He was with the elite. He was with the Pharisees. He had, you know, say and what, and he had authority, and, you know, he was considered one of their top soldiers, and, you know, he felt like he was serving God, and everything was in the name of God. And I mean, what if, come on, people, what if we had to say, man, you mean to tell me that was wrong, what I was taught? You mean to tell me I've been doing it wrong all this time? You mean to tell me I've been operating in religion and not a real relationship with Jesus? You mean to tell me that I might have to learn something new? You mean to tell me that there's been a shift? There's been some things that God is bringing correction in? Yes. I'm telling you that now. God is breaking off religion off of folks. You know, so long we've been living in who we know, how long we've been serving, what we know, what we done did, how we done did it. And what if God is saying right now, I'm doing a new thing? You know, what if he's, maybe if he put it nice and sweet for you, I'm doing a new thing. You know, that's what he said. I'm doing a new thing. Do you not know? Have you not perceived it? Have you not heard it? I'm doing a new thing. Paul said, I had to count everything as dung, you know, and his eyes were shut for 3 days, 3 days, you know, and he had to trust the process of being renewed and being restored, and everything that he has been taught, he had to count all of that as nothing. Like, he had to literally go through a whole training. His whole character, his whole intellect, everything had to be renewed. Can we trust God enough to do that? Or are we going to limit him and walk in the limitations instead of the fullness of God? God has ordained for us to walk in the fullness of God. I just want to share this story with you, because I got some time. I just wanted to share this story with you and while we're in ministerial moment. The story that I have is that God had me close my eyes for 30 minutes. It was so much noise going on around me, so much. And, you know, I was trying to pray through it and everything. You know, I had done the 40-day fast, and I had been trying to really just pray through it, through the noise, my phone ringing, everything's popping, banging, binging, ringing, and barking, and talking, and, you know, I'm still trying to pray. I got my cloth, my prayer shawl over my head, and, You know, I'm trying to close the deal, seal it up so I can hear from God and talk to him and just have our in my secret closet. And so I heard him say, set your alarm for 30 minutes and sit quietly and close your eyes and don't open your eyes. And for 30 minutes, he said, I promise you, you won't hear a noise, not one sound. You'll only hear me. And so I obeyed, and this was like a couple of days ago, actually. And so I set the alarm, and during that time, I can say he just poured into me just everything that I thought was right or that I thought I understood, and everything. I have like pages that he had gave me that I had written down after the fact. But as he was talking to me, I attempted to open my eyes 3 different times. And he said, these are the times I want you to notice that whenever you're uncomfortable and whenever your flesh is challenged or your intellect is challenged, you want to see. Because it's like when your eyes are closed, it's nothing but trust and faith. But in the moment that you're challenged, you know, with a new thought or, you know, maybe correction, or maybe it might be just some new lesson, you attempted to open your eyes. And I recalled each time. And it wasn't like I was looking for anything in particular. It's just that my flesh got challenged and my first instinct was to open my eyes. And I have to think that that's what happened with Peter when he was walking on water. See, God has taken us, like we talked about last week, super faith walking on water faith. And it's so funny because when I had Nicole Atkins on last week, God had already given me that without us even talking about it. That's why it's so amazing, because God had given me that revelation. And she had on the show, she revealed to me that it was actually God gave it to her, and she put it in the book. I had never discussed it with her. I think I mentioned it and she didn't even get the connection. But God is echoing that this is the kind of faith that we have to have. Supernatural walking on water, it just don't make sense at all to the natural understanding. We cannot perceive it. We don't understand it. You know, that's why the Bible says to lean not onto your own understanding. Trust God and lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in every thought, every plan, every deed, every dream, every desire, and he will direct your path. That's in Proverbs 3:3-5. You know, we can't leave out the trust in the Lord, you know, because that's a challenge for all of us. And this walking on water faith was challenging for Peter. Peter literally was, you know, walking, and it was feeling good. And he was like, you know, I could just imagine, because he was walking at first. So it must have been like, oh, my God, I'm walking. I can't believe I'm walking on water. And there's Jesus. Jesus is right there. And I'm literally walking on water to Jesus. I mean, you can't get no better than that kind of moment. And a lot of times, and a lot of us, we've had some kind of moment, some kind of interaction with God, some kind of, you know, experience with him. And the moment something comes up to challenge our intellect or our comfort zone, or, you know, or I'm sorry, you know, we're quarantined, you guys, or our desire in any kind of way, we want to open our eyes and see. We want to see. We want to hold on. We want to grab hold. And when Peter heard the waves and heard, can you just close that door? That's all. Maybe we should just do that. Excuse me. And so when Peter started hearing the clapping of the waves and all of that noise and that the water would do and all of that, that's when he started sinking. So the moment we start having to see, the moment we, it's so much crazy going on around me right now. I can't even tell you the craziness that's happening around me. It's all fun, but it's just still noise. So bear with me, you guys. So anyway, with Peter, sinking, you know, it was just because he started going into the natural realm. But how about God is teaching Jesus' followers how to follow and walk confidently in the supernatural realm on earth as it is in heaven? Can we imagine that? Can we see that happening? Can we believe that that can be so? Can we believe that? I just want to ask, you know, somebody out there if they believe that, because God is doing a work. And we're going to continue this after a commercial break. We'll be right back. And then we got our guest, Bryson Gray. He's a gospel rapping artist. Oh, recording artist. I can't wait. We'll be right back after these messages. Oh, my God.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Are you ready?
Okay, now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, I'll try it.
Right off the top of your head. All right. Do it.
Hey, this is Nicole, and I'm so glad to be with you guys, as always, and listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, and listen to In His Presence, and you will be extremely blessed. I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Do it. I gotta figure this out. Now you're listening to Dr. Gina.
Yeah, radio chat.
Yeah. So I'm just going to plug in myself a little plug.
All right, okay. Well, let's do it starting now.
Hey, it's Nicole Atkinson. Listen, I enjoyed it today. Listen, get out there and get that book. If you're having trouble with fear, that book will help you overcome. Face your fears. That's the key. Acknowledgement first. So now you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio.
All right, pretty close. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and what book?
Okay, one more time.
Let's do it now.
Hey, listen, get out there and get the book, Facing Your Fears by Nicole Atkinson, www.nicoleatkinson.com. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, she got that thing, I tell you. All right, so let's continue on with that. So, how many of you may be ready now for a supernatural move of God? You know, a lot of times we sow in very little, you guys, very little, but we want extraordinary. And so I'm just believing that God is wanting more of us. Are we willing to sacrifice even more of us? You know, more to give up some things. Okay. So you've been waiting for something to happen and happen and happen and happen and happen and waiting and waiting and waiting. But are you willing to say, maybe I done made this into an idol. Maybe this is a fantasy. Maybe this is, you know, something that I just always wanted as a kid. Maybe this is not God's will. Maybe this is something that my parents wanted. You know, my boyfriend wanted, my husband wanted, my kids wanted, you know, my sister wanted, my grandma wanted. Maybe this is all somebody else's desire and not mine. And I just wanted to appease them. I'm not talking to those that know for a fact that God has told them something and gave them a promise. I'm talking about in this season, God is tearing down idols. He is destroying anything and everything that will keep us and block us from moving in the will of God. And I'm just challenging you today. I believe that God is saying that even now, that as you are growing more in the spirit, some of you are stagnant. So some of you that are growing more in the spirit, right? And you're wanting this shower of God to fall upon you, and you want to be refreshed, and you just don't know how to get started, and you might be going in a backward state. You know, maybe you're starting to be more lenient on things that you've been delivered from. Maybe you're starting to go back to look for comfort and, you know, like, well, nothing that I've done made a difference and nothing has changed yet. And maybe God doesn't hear me, or maybe I'm unworthy of it. And so you're tempted and seduced to look backwards. But I'm challenging you today to go forward and don't look back. You know, in your time of prayer, be willing to really surrender everything to God. Be willing to really allow him to go in the depths of your soul, the creases and crevices of your heart, and let him really reveal to you, you know, what it is that may be blocking the pipeline, the flowing of rivers flowing, the fullness of God that you are entitled to. You know, so many of us are frustrated because we really are not living fulfilled. And we know that God has promised and given us the title deed, you know. But you know what? Is it faith? Do you have it? You know, God will increase it. The Bible says faith, now faith is the substance, the title deed of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. With this water walking faith we have to have now faith. And you know what else he brought to my attention during the 30 minutes? He also brought to my attention about the little boy with the two loaves of bread and two fish and five loaves of bread. You know, when the multitudes was around Jesus and they said that they were hungry and they didn't have enough to feed them. You know, they looked at the money that they had and, you know, that wasn't enough because it was like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, men, women, and children. And they only had but so many dollars and it wasn't enough. But then they would have had to take the dollars to go and get the food, then come back and bring the food, you know, to pass it out. And that would have taken time. But at that very, very moment, at that right now second, the little boy came up with a basket with two fish and five loaves of bread. The young lad came up. And you know what God did? Jesus prayed over that, and God blessed it. And it multiplied to where it was an overflow of food that fed all of the thousands. No one was left out, men, women, and children. And they ate. And guess what? Even after that, they gathered up leftovers. Now, you cannot tell me that when you are in a moment of lack, when you are in a moment of something due right now, bill due, food needed, hungry, you know, something getting ready to get cut off, something getting ready to be taken. You know, maybe you're on the doctor gave you a bad report. Your now moment is to go to God. Let him bless it. Yes, hallelujah. Let him bless it and let him increase and change it, transform it, provide for it, move it out the way, because your sacrifice of first going into what you've seen, what you're experiencing in the flesh, what you heard with your natural ears, what you see with your natural eye. You went to God and you said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I worship you. And he provided off of that little seed that you had, that one bit of worship. But it was a right now moment. It didn't wait until the next day. It didn't wait until hours later. It didn't wait until next week. It was a right now move of faith. When the thunder is going and the lightning is striking, when the waves are seeming like you're going to drown and suffocate, when it feels like you can't breathe no more, when it feels like you can't go on anymore, your right now faith, God will provide. God will make a way. God will do something supernaturally. If I can only have a minute of your time to tell you all the supernatural things that God has done and the move in his mighty works just by me saying, okay, let's go. All right, Lord, I don't get it. Okay, I don't understand it, but I'm going to go because you said so. I'm going to do it because you told me to. It was no reservations, no reasoning, no thinking about it, no trying to analyze it, no trying to find somebody else's opinion, nobody trying to validate it, nobody trying to give me an okay, but God. He was the one that if you just right now in that moment, go to him. Even right now, I'm walking in supernatural water walking faith. I cannot even tell you what God has done in such a short time. The connections, the blessing, the open doors, the peace of mind, the joy. I mean, the connections, the godly connections, you know, supernaturally introducing folks to me. It is just so amazing to watch him. And you know what? It is a lot of weight off my shoulders. I used to stress. I used to worry. I used to try to figure it out. You know, I used to just go and say, you know, ask, what do you think about this? Well, what's your, you know, professional thought or your godly counsel? And you know, how many know that the best godly counsel you can get is through the Father himself? This is called relationship. It's not a religion. It is a relationship. And do you know that during that 30 minutes, I heard him pour out to me. He said, people don't want to take the time to listen to me. Everybody's got a way of praying. Everybody's got a regimen. They got, you know, they wake up and they, you know, the first thing they do, they want to worship. Then they want to go through the speaking in tongues. Then they want to go down the laundry list of things that they want or desire, things that they think that I want them to pray about. And it's not that those things are not important, but in a relationship, you know, every time I have a conversation with one of my sisters that I pray with, it's always a different topic, always a different situation that we need to pray for. Because in the days, day to day, things shift, things change, things come up. The enemy's constantly busy. There's constantly things going on that we have to fight up against. So when we listen to God, he is able by his spirit to tell us what is the top priority on the agenda. Come on, somebody. I don't think you understand. God is looking for a people that are Jesus followers. Jesus only said and did what the Father told him to say and do. And many of us don't have a clue what thus say the Lord. We don't have a clue because we're not listening. So for 30 minutes, he said, I blinded Paul for 3 days, and I'm closing your eyes for 30 minutes, and you see nobody has made a sound, not one sound. I silenced the noise because now you were paying attention to me. Come on, I don't think y'all hearing this. You are now paying attention to me, so now you can hear me clearly. When we're fogged by different desires, different logic, different priorities, our own agenda. We don't line up with God's will. But God is calling a people right now that is willing to die of themselves, their own senses, their visual senses, their touch senses, their hearing senses from the natural, and adopt the character traits of the Father to move by the Spirit. The Bible says that we will live, move, and have our being by the Spirit of God. So many of us are saying the language, but if there's no power in it, because we're not standing and walking and believing and resting in the supernatural. Until we connect to that, we can clearly see that when Peter was walking on water, that was a supernatural, amazingly marvelous, beautiful move of God. That was a supernatural thing. That was a supernatural moment. That was historical. We're still reading about it and talking about it to this day. That was a minute. God gets all the glory in that. But the moment that his natural senses started kicking in, he started sinking. How many of y'all are tired of sinking? How many of you are tired of falling down and getting back up? Wouldn't you like to be in a place where God is dwelling with you and you are walking in your fullness? You are walking in the supernatural because you are living by faith and not by sight. Let me hit you with this one before I close out ministry a moment. This has been a moment for sure. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if you're lacking faith in any area, like the centurion man asked Jesus, help me with my unbelief. Ask God to help you in your weakest areas where you need strength in faith, where you need strength in your trust, where you need strength in your belief. Three times I tried to open my eyes to see just because of instinct. Same thing with Peter. His instinct was to grab something. His instinct was to, you know, I got to protect myself. His instinct was, what am I doing? Am I going to sink? Oh, my goodness. But God is looking for a people right now that's willing to die of that and trust him that he will provide you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding according to his divine purpose and will for your life, that he will equip you. And I'm telling you guys, when we get to this place, and it's not easy, but God is doing a quick work and he's training us now. This is a good opportunity for us to grasp hold of this, because the things that are happening in this world today, we're going to need to walk in supernatural. We're going to have to believe and walk by faith. We're going to have to believe that. We're going to have to say to a demon, go in Jesus' name, and keep on walking like Paul did with that fortune teller. He turned around and she was following them and chanting something about who they were. He let her do it for so long. Then he finally turned around and said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. And he turned around and kept on walking, and that demon came out. We will be able to say to a mountain, be removed and cast into a sea, and it will be. Anything blocking us. This is the fullness of God. Nothing dark can stay in his light. He goes into darkness and sheds his light. And that same light dwells in us. We cannot compromise that light by disbelieving. So I want to encourage you about that today. Boy, I know this must have been for somebody today. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break. And then we got my girl. This has been Ministerial Moment. Then we got my girl, Elizabeth Brooks, joining us with Fitness in 5. I can't wait. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone. And you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
This is Em Wilson from Faith in Your Real Life, and you're listening to Radio Chat with Dr. Gina Press.
Try again.
Prince! I said the wrong thing.
That's all right. That's all right. We can do it again, and you can take as many shakes as you want. And they're just closing off by now. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
This is Emma Wilson from Faith in Real Life, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That girl is a whippersnapper. She did such a great job. I love these, actually, because it's just some, you know, when they're trying to figure out what they're going to say, and it's such on a spot type of thing, you know, to try to figure out what they're going to say and then say the name of the show at the same time, it's challenging. I give them all props for doing it. And Doug, you're so amazing with them. Claps up for Doug, my producer. Yay! All right, Elizabeth Brooks, welcome. What you got for us today in Fitness in Five?
Hello there. How are you doing? I am doing great. It's good to be with you all. I hope everybody out there is doing healthy and well and wearing your mask. But I wanted to talk to you all. A couple of months ago, we talked about walking and all the benefits of walking. And today, I wanted to talk to you guys about hiking. So, you know, a lot of since COVID kind of and the whole lockdown and people have been home, many people have moved their fitness routines outside. And I really want to encourage you, if you have not like done something other than just kind of walking around your block, is consider hitting the hiking trails. Hiking is such an amazing exercise. Hiking is extremely effective. I love that it's also inclusive, and it's accessible to all. And it requires very little equipment, you guys. You basically need a backpack that you throw your water bottle in and a few snacks, and you need a good pair of hiking shoes. Besides having great physical benefits, hiking also improves mental health, you guys. So one of the things I love about hiking is that it really fosters like a good relationship with nature. You know, we talk about our relationships with God, and God is in nature. You can see God in everything that was created. So when you're going on hiking and you're hitting those trails and you're out in the woods and you're experiencing God's precious creation, it's good for your mental health. And spending that time among the trees and the great outdoors and some of the hiking trails in the DMV area are just spectacular. Waterfalls, it's just beautiful. And when you're experiencing that, it also helps to reduce your blood pressure. It lowers your cortisol levels and your adrenaline levels. And a lot of us are totally amped up from watching the news and the environment and the world that we're in right now, which is, you know, it's a crazy and desperate world out there. And so sometimes just to get away from that, getting out into the beautiful nature and the great outdoors is a great way to do that. And it also, of course, helps to build your immune system. You know, I wanted to say that, you know, when you guys are doing your regular walking, you're pretty much in your tennis shoes. But when you're hiking, you absolutely want to wear hiking boots. Hiking requires more energy and it burns more calories than walking on level surfaces. Because when you're walking out on trails, of course, there's hills, there's obstacles. You know, you might have to, you know, climb over a tree. It's definitely more intense than walking on like a treadmill. And when you, those uneven terrain, that it contributes to a higher metabolic expenditure. You know, in other words, you're burning more calories. Hiking in boots also plays a role. When you hike in boots, you literally burn, you can burn 6%. It requires six percent more oxygen than when you're just walking in tennis shoes, which means, again, you are literally burning more calories when you are hiking and wearing your hiking boots. Some of that has to do with the weight of the shoe compared to a tennis shoe, but you want to remember to wear those hiking boots because hiking boots also help protect your ankles and your feet when you're on hiking trails. If you have already started to get out there in the great outdoors and do hiking, I want to also remind you to kind of allow your training in the gym and with your weight training at home to complement your hiking. Training, people who are hikers, you need to train for endurance. You know, when you're going out and you're just kind of walking and walking and walking and walking for long periods of time, that's endurance. And a lot of times we talk about HIIT workouts. And remember, HIIT workouts are high-intensity interval training workouts. But HIIT workouts are designed to improve your short burst energy. In other words, how quickly you can run to, you know, the end of a corner. But that is HIIT. And high-intensity training is different than endurance training. Just because you do endurance training doesn't mean that you can actually go hiking for a long distance. So you want to make sure that if you're hiking, that you're training for endurance, you know, taking those long walks, doing long-intensity cardio at a steady state. That has a huge benefit, and that's what endurance training is. Remember, hikers, you need to train your core. So, you know, getting those planks in, getting those windshield wipers in, those Russian twists, all of those are part of training for hiking. And hikers oftentimes will underestimate the importance of core training and core strength, which is critical for, like, carrying those backpacks and helping you with your balance when you're on your hikes. So don't forget your core training. The core also transfers energy, right, from the upper body to the lower body and making the arms swing and increasing your effectiveness when you're using hiking sticks and hiking poles. So get out there, you guys. It is time to go hiking. And hiking is not the same as taking a walk around your block. It's not city walking. It's getting out into the woods, getting on those hiking trails, experiencing nature, and don't forget your hiking boots. And that is my tip for you guys for this month.
I love that because I love going hiking, especially in California when I go. That's like the main thing. That's one of my must-do. I like to go and do the hiking trails in the mountains and stuff. And
oh, my God.
Right.
It sounds so beautiful.
It's awesome. Oh, Elizabeth, it's so awesome. And then what's so cool about it, you're actually working every bones in your muscles in your bodies that you haven't never, you know, really used, like your ankles and your foot muscles.
That's right.
And all of that.
I love hiking in the DMV. It's just so amazing, and the trails are so gorgeous. It's worth it. If you're always walking, you know, like in the city, you got to get out onto a trail.
Yeah, it's good work. All right, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay, if you guys want to know any more about hiking or you have any questions about what we talked about today, feel free to send me an email, ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, or check out my website, all my social media, www.thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys. Please take care of yourself.
Oh, man, we love you too. Till next time. All right, you guys, without further ado, we got Bryson Gray. He's got his new hit single, False Teachers. Let's take a listen before we get to chatting with him.
All them false teachers you gon' pay for it. And it's coming back soon, so just wait for it. Better hope he have mercy, better pray for it. John 3:36, what you say, Lord? Whoever don't obey the Son, get a wrath of God. Don't ask me questions, better start asking God. Because you ain't mad at me, you really mad at God. And I used to rap for the devil, now I rap for God. You scared of persecution? Yeah, I understand. What happens when you deny God in front of man? Y'all run around questions about the LGBT, but God said a man shouldn't be with another man. He said it's an abomination. The word is the word, forget the denomination. Stop switching the word to avoid confrontation. You serving the world, you ready for that conversation? I listen to Christian hip hop, I heard a lot of verses. They talk about cars, I ain't hear any Bible verses. Y'all taking advantage of Christians, no, they gotta purchase. I guess it's for the money, I mean, I hope it's worth it. Revelation 3:15, that's what this about. You could've stayed with God, but you took a different route. Instead of telling the truth, you kept it in your mouth. You know what he do to lukewarm, he spit him out. Y'all always talk about the love, but forget the wrath. The road to the kingdom is narrow, so you do the math. The way is broad to the darker path. The Bible tells you who going, so we ain't gotta ask. 1 Corinthians 6:9-13. The most important words are do not be deceived. People will lie to you, but we know where that leads. They hearing soft Christianity, I got what they need. And all them false teachers you gon' pay for it. And it's coming back soon, so just wait for it. You better hope he have mercy, better pray for it. John 3:36, what you say, Lord? You'll hide behind salvation to justify your sin. And when I ask you for scripture, then you gon' lie again. And now you angry, well, there go your plot again. And they questioning your faith, are you gon' hide again? You saved through grace and faith, but how does that work? First off, faith is dead without works. You did not God, you go to hell, you don't get the perks. And that's the truth, if you've been lied to, I know it hurt. James 2:26, you know I got receipts. Being the warrior for God isn't for the weak. Stop following these false teachers lying every week, leading the listeners to hell every time they preach. This for Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes too, and every TV preacher that's making bank too. And every Christian rapper they through. The Bible says I gotta expose the fake too. You know iron sharpens iron, let me break through. They talk about money, start bringing up the faith too. And you need to run from sin if you gay too. If not, then you getting denied at the gate too. And if I'm preaching hate to God, preaching hate too. Adulterers, they gon' end up in the lake too. And I got another message for Lecrae too. I just wanna see you better, I don't hate you. All them false teachers you gon' pay for it. And it's coming back soon, so just wait for it.
All right, welcome to the show, Bryson. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, I'm so glad to have you on. Listen, you've got to tell us what's going on with you and false teachers. Tell us about it. Where did it come from? Tell us what's going on with it.
Well, like early last year, I let go of all worldly music. And I just assumed that there was a lot of good Christian music out there, Christian rap music out there to listen to. But then as soon as I started listening to music, I think somebody told me to listen to Lecrae and then other people, none of the songs were biblical. Like, it was all like just sunshine and rainbows on tracks. And the Bible isn't like that. So
right.
I said somebody has to make music. You know what I'm saying? So I said somebody had to make music to actually reflect what scripture says, because if people are going to be listening to you, you're supposed to lead them to Christ, not to the world.
Right, exactly. Do you find that with Christian music, gospel music per se, that we're like really crossing and trying to be a lot like the industry, in the secular industry, or do you feel like, I mean, how am I saying that? Because it sounds like we're saying the same thing, that there is a lot of blending to try to sound like them to be accepted. But have you found challenges with your truth? Because everything you're saying that I heard, I know it's true because I read the Bible. So how are you received with your truth?
Well, like Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked runs when no one pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as lions. So I just do it anyway. I don't need people to open doors for me. I just tear the doors down regardless. And I've lost many opportunities for telling the truth, but those opportunities are obviously not of God in the first place, so I don't care.
Come on. And I, you know what? And this is really what we need, the truth. It has to be unadulterated. It has to be pure. It has to be of power. And I'm just really excited about it, because that's the one thing. It's like coming into a place where it's like, you know what? I may not be popular, but I know that I'm going to be obedient. And, you know, God will make an unpopular person famous. You know that, don't you? Because Jesus is famous. Okay, come on now.
Yes,
Jesus
ma'am.
Is famous, but he sure ain't popular. Everybody don't like Jesus. You follow me,
that
Tyson?
Is true.
So you
Listen,
have, so
that
we
is
have
100%
to get
accurate.
Exactly. So we have to come to a place that when God is literally taking us and using us to do something so spectacular to spread his gospel, we may not be welcomed in our own. You know, our own environment with the people that say that they are Christians. You know, now it's like, I was just talking to somebody. I'm asking you how you think about this, Bryson. So, you know, it was first, everybody was like a Christian because, you know, you're saved and you're a Christian. Then it was like you're a believer. You know, if you believe because you want to be separated from just a regular Christian, you know what I'm saying? And so now you say you're a believer because you believe in the full gospel of Jesus Christ. But then now it's like okay, because people say that they are believers and still not walking by faith and things like that. So now, God, I felt like God is saying, when Jesus said to the disciples, he said, come follow me. I believe he's looking for people that's saying, I'm going to follow Jesus and I'll leave everything behind. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Like my understanding, my family, what I know. You know, even the wealthy people left everything and he said, come follow me. He didn't beg them. He said, come follow me.
That is 100% accurate. You choose, like people say, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Well, you choose to go to one. It's not like somebody's forcing you to go to one. You choose. Like a lot of people that claim they believe in the Bible, they really believe in themselves and they try to find scriptures to justify their belief system instead of shaping their life to fit what the scriptures say. And I think that's one of the main problems in today, period.
Man, I'm just so glad. I don't know how old you are, but I know you're younger than me. So all I can say to
I'm
that.
I'm 29.
Oh, see, and then you know what? And it's so funny because I'm connecting with so many young people in their 20s and early 30s. And, this is such a good age right now because, you know, so much of expectations, a lot of expectations did not happen the way they thought. You know, some people went to college and they're not working in the careers that they went to college for. You know, some thought that it would be married by now and they're not married yet. They thought they would have kids. You see what I'm saying? So this is such an age right now where so many that had a plan, but God has something different and they just don't know how to get to that, you know what I mean? And they're searching
yes,
for
ma'am.
Something. They're searching and they don't know where to find it. And I'm just so, oh my God, I love, you know, meeting young 29, 28, 26, 27-year-old men that are that have found the way and are bold enough to stand in this time and in this generation to really, really say what thus say the Lord. So you know what? God bless you, Bryson.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Like I always say, somebody got to do it. Like I was hunting for Christian music, Christian rap to listen to, and I literally couldn't find. I found like one or two songs, but as far as like an artist, I couldn't find no artist that was really putting scripture on tracks. It was all like, I got a new car and it's because of God. I got a new house and it's because of God.
Right.
It's like, come on now.
Come on. Man, you hit on so many different things. Homosexuality, greed, you targeted a lot. Please go get Bryson Gray's song. This is his number one hit single right here. This project is the bomb. It's fire. You need to go get it. Let your kids hear it. Let everybody hear it because it's for everybody. Because you know why? It's biblical. It's all truth. Go ahead and get it. The false teachers. It is everything. Shout out to AJ Savage for hooking you up and bringing you on to the show. And man, tell everybody where they can follow you, Bryson Gray.
Thank you so much. You can follow. You can just type in Bryson Gray anywhere, but I get banned from places all the time. So I guess just Spotify, like my YouTube, Spotify, and stuff like that. Just type in Bryson Gray, and hopefully they don't ban me. So.
Man, listen, that, and that's crazy, right? They're literally banning people speaking the truth. You should see, I post videos and stuff from things that I like speaking or prayer or like if I'm speaking at a conference in Pakistan or something like that, you should see the low visibility that it gets. It's crazy. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, listen, I have like almost 300,000 followers on TikTok, and my last like 8 TikToks have all been banned for literally just saying Bible verses. Like, you can't even say Bible verses now. It's crazy.
That is crazy, man. The devil is really trying to block internet from the gospel getting out, especially the hardcore truth. I'm not talking about the water, you know what I'm saying? He does not want people to be set free. He still wants us to be living as hypocrites out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh, man. Bryson Gray, rap recording, gospel recording artist. He got time. Just follow him, you guys. Bryson Gray, thank you so much for joining us, and you are welcome anytime. I'd love to have you on, and we can just talk about Jesus and what's going on, what God's saying. I'd love to have you again.
I'm down. Whenever you want me on, just let me know.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. All right, you guys. That was Bryson Gray. I really enjoyed him. We're going to have him on again, like, soon, because I want to talk to him more about, like, you know, what he's seeing in his age group and things like that, because God is really doing something with his young people. And that brings me to what's on my mind. What's on my mind, young people, I want you to hold on. I know some of y'all don't know that you know, that new age witchcraft is trying to seduce you into the clutches of witchcraft. I know you don't know that. I know you think you got it figured out, or you got that good job and you're making good money and you got everything figured out. But let me tell you about Jesus. I'm not saying he's going to tell you to give up everything. I'm not saying that. So don't be afraid of that. But what I am saying is that God's got so much more for you. He's got so much more for you to do. He's got so much love to give you. He's got so much clarity, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hold on, young people. All right? That's what's on my mind. I got nothing but love for the youngins, okay? All right, you guys. This is February, my birthday month. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so glad and thankful. If you guys knew what I've been through, you will be thanking him too. All right, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I'm loving you always right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. God bless you now. Bye-bye.